Welcome to our devotional, and I usually do this around 9:30, and a little behind again today, but we're going to revisit the tribulation a little bit and then start talking about what we call the millennial reign of Christ or the thousand-year reign of Christ. I know that some Christians, those who are called amillennialists, do not believe in a literal reign of Christ. I do believe that Christ will literally reign on the throne in Jerusalem, and will do so for 1,000 years, and we'll talk about why I believe that. Of course, this week is a busy week. Tonight we're having a meeting for potential Stephen ministers here in the fireside room at 7 o'clock. If you have any interest in becoming a Stephen minister, you'll learn the particulars about that. And Sunday morning, 9:30 is our traditional service, and we'll be looking at Romans 8. We're still in that chapter, and we'll be talking about hope and suffering, one of the themes of that passage. And hopefully you'll come at 9:30 or 11 o'clock for the contemporary, and of course the children's program. Kids Chapel is doing that 11 o'clock service. So we've been talking about the tribulation, which is a seven-year period of time. We get this information from the book of Daniel and chapter 9 in the Bible right here. And we looked at this before, but let's just take a quick glance again. Verse 24, 70 weeks are decreed upon your people and your holy city. So Jewish people and Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal both vision, prophet, and to anoint a most holy place. Now, some teach that all this has happened, but I would put forth to you that there is still sin. And the text says that after this 70th week, there'll be an end to sin. There'll be all kinds of things here. The sealing of both vision and prophet, and all kinds of things that have not yet happened. It goes on to say that the 70th week will come, and in verse 27, this lawlessness, man of lawlessness or Antichrist, will make a strong covenant with many for 1 week, that is 7 years. And then in the midst of that week, it says that he will break the covenant and put an end to the sacrifice and offering. Again, verse 27, and there'll be abominations and desolation and so on. So what is all that telling us? Well, that God is not finished with Israel, that there are 70 weeks determined upon Israel and Jerusalem, not necessarily the church or the church age, which we believe we are in currently, since the time of Christ and the early church till now. That the church would be removed so that God would finish his dealings with Israel and Jerusalem. And then, of course, the Antichrist or the man of lawlessness will be revealed. We talked about him. And in the midst of the week, he will break his covenant with Israel and defile the temple and other things. So obviously the temple isn't built yet. And although this person may be alive in the world, we don't see him active yet. Not to our knowledge. The Great Tribulation is considered the last 3.5 years, and that really encompasses the judgments of Revelation chapter 6 through 19. But then we get into this transition after the Great Tribulation of a period we call the Millennium, which is 1,000 years. Revelation 20 is one of the great places to look about teaching about this. It says, I saw an angel coming down from heaven, verse 1, and his hand, the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent that is the devil, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into a pit and shut it and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years are ended. And after that, he will be released for a little while. And then I saw thrones and them seated on them, those who were given authority to judge. And it says, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and the word of God. These are martyrs. And those who had not worshiped the beast or its image. This would be, again, during the tribulation. Nor had they received his mark on their foreheads or hands, and they came and lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection, because over such the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him 1,000 years. Then when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released and will deceive the nations once more, and on and on. We'll obviously talk more about this next week, but it's very clear from Revelation 20. There's a couple things. Amillennialists teach that there's only one resurrection at the end of time, and yet here it talks about the first and second resurrections. They have a little trouble with that. It says that there will be a resurrection at the end. Of course, we talk about the rapture, which just could be considered a resurrection as well, but there will be a resurrection. And then the rest of the dead will not be resurrected until the 1,000 years are over, verse 5. And of course, that would include people who live during the time of Christ, during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and they will die, and they will need to be resurrected. Next week, I want to look a little bit at Isaiah. And again, I'm just trying to whet your appetite here into looking at the end times, because we see the days are evil, and we are seeing a rapid movement towards these events. So we'll look a little bit at Isaiah, where he describes a lot of what will be going on, what life will be like in the millennium. And I hope that will be of interest to you. I hope you will come Sunday. Again, we're going to talk about Romans chapter 8, 18 through 25, and talk about hope, the hope we can have even in this life, even in times of suffering. How, along with creation, we cry out for redemption, and we'll talk about that Sunday. Father, we thank you for your word. I pray, as we kind of have been continuing in these themes of the end times, it would encourage us to study and to understand what we're seeing in our world today and where we may be headed and how we might be prepared, that we know and trust Christ as our Lord and Savior, so that when these events do happen, we will not be without hope. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of you. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. And I hope to see some of you tonight in our informational meeting about Stephen Ministry. Bye now. God bless and have a great week.